Moving on to number seven, report and possible discussion on onsite sewage facility fee by John Hoffman.
Good afternoon, directors. This is an agenda item that is not an action item at this time. It will be an action item if, with your concurrence in October. The Brazos River Authority serves as the authorized agent for the state's onsite septic program for Lakes Limestone and Possum Kingdom. We are the permitting and enforcement entity around those two lakes, and this agenda item concerns that program. Next slide, please. The current application fee that we have does not cover the cost of fuel, staff time, and administrative time to process the and enforce these permits. And we currently charge a fee of $110 per permit, which brings in about $10,000. We've had this current fee in place for 16 years and have not changed it in 16 years. And so it became obvious that something needed to be done to address it. Staff at Lake Limestone worked in conjunction with the Possum Kingdom staff, and they did a little checking around with the entities in the state to do this. And what they determined is we average about $300 in the state per one of these application fees. There's a high of $560 that's there. That's with Wise County, and then there's a low of $75 for Somerville County. If you go in and take a look at what it costs us to run this program, it costs us about $32,000 a year. So assuming that you process approximately 96 of these licenses a year, you need to charge $335 to cover your costs, and that'll get you right at $32,000 a year. So let's go to the next slide. The staff's recommendation is for $335, but since it's been 16 years since we've done anything to address this fee, what we'd like to do is to take this out, put it on our website, let folks have a chance to take a look at it and go out for 60 days worth of public comment. Bring that comment in, process it, and come to you with a recommendation for what the fee ought to be at your October board meeting. So again, this is not posted for your action at this time, but we wanted to go ahead and introduce the subject to you, get any comments that you might have, and then go ahead and take it out for a 60-day comment period, put it on our website with the folks that will be responsible for paying for the fee, and come back to you at, in October.
John, what services do we provide for that fee? Is it inspection of septic systems?
Yes, sir. There's a fair amount of administration associated with these things because you'll end up having to go out there and take a look at the site. There's an inspection that you have to do at that time. Depending upon what type of system that they will install, then our staff time will factor into that. There are certain types of systems that can be placed in that are relatively simple and straightforward. There are other types of systems that are far more complicated and require a lot more staff time.
I have to have my system inspected, and the plumber's authorized to do that. And I pay him $90 a quarter or something of that nature?
Probably. You probably have a fancier system or a more complicated system. And you're in the southern part of Taylor County, right?
Right.
I think the program is administered by Taylor County.
It is. Yeah. Is there any way for us to let somebody else do that?
Well, with respect to the state's program for inspection and maintenance agreements and that kind of stuff, that's totally dependent upon the types of systems. We don't have a lot of those really sophisticated systems around, for example, like Limestone, although we do have some aerobic systems that are out there. Mike, y'all might have more of those out around Possum Kingdom. But by and large, we have a lot of the standard type septic systems.
And John, this is approximately a 200% increase. This is just to cover your costs. This is not.
Yes, sir. This is to cover the cost as Mike and Dwight have reported to us over the course of the last year and what they're projecting going forward. You know, obviously, if something happens and stalls out the construction industry completely around both of those lakes, it could slow down the numbers of folks that we would have coming through there.
Is this just for new construction, John?
New and substantive work on an existing one. Like, say, for example, if you replace the drain field,
yeah,
you'd fall underneath this.
Is there any kind of renewal that comes along with a matter of time, whether you do a change or not?
It kind of takes care of itself. There's not a renewal per se, but there's a life on one of these systems. You know, but for pumping out and that kind of stuff, they're not going to have to come in and pay this fee just to pump their system out.
So it's tied in with a permitting system for major overhauls or brand new?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any other questions? John, thank you. Moving on.